For colors to come into being, the first precondition is light. And the only light that reaches the earth comes from the sun. In the Quran, Allah draws our attention to the sun and its light in these words. By the sun and its morning brightness. When we examine the sun's light, we see that it, like everything else in the universe, is created in a very delicate balance so as to make human life possible. The stars and other sources of light in the universe emit various light rays that can be classed according to the length and frequency of their waves. The full range of radiation waves in the universe, known as the electromagnetic spectrum, have a width where the longest wavelength is 10 to the power of 25 times larger than the shortest. The electromagnetic energy radiated by our sun is restricted to a very narrow section of the spectrum. 70% of the sun's radiation has wavelengths between 0.3 and 1.50 microns. In order to see what a huge number the range of electromagnetic spectrum is, you have to put 25 zeros after the 1. This number is beyond the ability of human beings to imagine, and that is how many different kinds of light there are in the universe. Within so many kinds of light, there is only one minuscule band of wavelengths that allows human beings to survive and see colors. And the wavelengths of the rays emitted by the sun lie within this narrow interval. This fact proves that Allah has created the world, human beings, colors, and the sun in a particular harmony. In one verse of the Quran, Allah commands, He has made the sun and moon subservient, each one running until a specified time. That is Allah, your Lord. The rays in the area immediately above and below visible light come to the earth as infrared and ultraviolet rays. Infrared rays give off rays that make the world suitable for living things. And some ultraviolet rays can pass through the atmosphere in just the right quantity to provide the energy needed by living things. Some of the sun's rays are dangerous for living things. To neutralize this danger, our world is surrounded by an immense filter. This filter is the atmosphere. The atmosphere can be regarded as indispensable for the survival of living things. It allows infrared rays to pass through and keeps out the other deadly rays. Michael Denton describes this as follows. Even the atmospheric gases themselves absorb electromagnetic radiation very strongly in these regions of the spectrum immediately on either side of the visible and near infrared. Note that the only region of the spectrum allowed to pass through the atmosphere over the entire range of electromagnetic radiation from radio to gamma rays is the exceedingly narrow band including the visible and near infrared. Virtually no gamma, X, ultraviolet, far infrared, and microwave radiation reaches the surface of the Earth. Light reaches the Earth after passing through the atmosphere at an incredible speed of 300,000 kilometers a second. It strikes material things and splits up into the wavelengths that produce colors. In this way, bodies reflect their colors. The molecules that produce this reflection are pigments. For example, the color of a green apple is related to the pigment molecules that constitute the apple. Only green is reflected from among the rays that strike these pigments, since the pigments absorb the other colors. Since the green light is reflected, we see the apple as green. After this stage, The rays reflected by objects must reach our eyes in order to be perceived as color. The light rays that reach the eye must first pass through the cornea, then the pupil, and the lens to arrive at the retina. The perception of color begins in the cone cells in the retina. There is a group of three main cone cells that react to particular shades of light. These are classed as the blue, green, and red cone cells. The cone cells convert these bits of color information into nerve impulses through the pigments they contain. Next, nerve cells connected to these cone cells transmit these nerve impulses to a specific area in the brain. The place where the colorful world we view all our lives is formed is this area in the brain. Just a few cubic centimeters in size. The brain is a piece of flesh, and it is dark inside. In this lightless brain of ours, nerve impulses from objects are deciphered, and the colors and all other qualities of the object are formed as a perception. Scientists who work on color still do not know the answer to the question of how nerve impulses are transmitted to the brain via the optic nerves, nor what kind of physiological effects they have on the brain. All they know is that the perception of color occurs in the center of vision in our brains. However, the brain continues to function as perfectly today as it has since human beings were first created. It is because of Allah's flawless creation that human beings live in a three-dimensional world whose colors, shapes, sounds, smells, and tastes are perceived inside a piece of flesh, a kilogram in weight, protected inside a dark skull. Now, let's consider once more what is needed for us to see colors. The sun emits rays to form a colorful world. The atmosphere allows only those rays to pass that are necessary to sustain life. Objects reflect the sun's rays according to a definite plan in such a way as to produce color. The eye converts the rays reaching it into nerve impulses. These nerve impulses are sent to a dark area of the brain. And at every moment inside this dark piece of flesh, we see a world of color. Every individual finds this incomparable miracle of creation ready at the time of his birth. There is no human participation in the production or continuation of the stages we have listed. It is Allah who has created all the colors of the world and placed human beings to live in this colorful world. In a verse in the Quran, Allah reveals this truth. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky, and by it we bring forth fruits of varying colors? And in the mountains there are streaks of white and red, of varying shades, and rocks of deep jet black. And mankind and beasts and livestock are likewise of varying colors. Only those of His servants with knowledge have fear of Allah. Allah is Almighty, ever forgiving.